You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Kim Henry. I grew up in the church, was baptized at Falls Creek Church Camp when I was 14, and married my sweetheart, Brad Henry, when I was 21. God was good. I was good. While I practiced the Christian faith with great discipline, I wouldn't say my faith was deep. My life had been relatively easy with lots of support from family and friends in Shawnee. Never could I have imagined the avalanche of sorrow and pain that awaited Brad and me in the coming days of our marriage. I was so excited when we first became pregnant. I told everyone life was going just as we had planned. Soon, though, there was a miscarriage, and I was devastated. Little did I know. In time, I got pregnant again. This time, the pregnancy continued, and to our amazement, we learned that there were two babies. 8 months after conception, we had two infant girls, Lindsay and Leah. They were perfect. 8 weeks later, we noticed that Lindsay was not moving around in her crib like her sister. The doctor started tests. 2 weeks later, we were called into his office to hear these words. Your baby will not live to see her first birthday. And we don't know about the other baby. You'll have to wait and see if she develops any symptoms. We walked out of that office numb with grief. There are no words to describe that time. Crying, on our knees, exhausted, caring for a sick baby and a healthy one, begging God for a miracle. 4 months later, Lindsay died in my arms. Why? Maybe God wasn't present, or maybe it was my fault. What about the miracles of the Bible? Why hadn't there been a miracle for Lindsay? For a time, there was just darkness and grief. Finally, some words from Father Mike, the president of St. Gregory's, brought me a little peace. He said maybe it wasn't Lindsay's life on earth that was meant to be, but her soul in heaven. That just gave me something to hold on to as God held on to me. Even when I couldn't sense God's presence, He was there, giving me courage, helping me cope. Sometimes, simply living is brave determination. Meanwhile, Leah continued to be in good health. Taking care of her was life-saving for me. Then, the unheard of happened. 6 months after Lindsay's death, I became pregnant again. There was a prenatal test for spinal muscular atrophy, which had been Lindsay's issue, but we chose not to have it. I was so scared. I remember crying out to God saying, I can't do this. We knew that Leah was okay, but would we watch every little movement of this new baby for a year to see if she was going to live? God help me. The anxiety was debilitating. Lainey was born. And as I lay there after her birth, great peace and calm came over me. I actually felt a physical hug, yet nobody was there. I knew God was telling me that this daughter was okay, and she was. Today, she is a missionary. Losing a child isn't something you get over, but you can go on with life by the grace of God. During those early days growing up in Shawnee, I certainly never expected to undergo such tragedy. But then I never expected to grow such deep faith either, or have the opportunity to become the First Lady of Oklahoma. God is good and faithful and will sustain us in the worst and best of times. Kim Henry, Executive Director, Sarkis Foundation, and former First Lady of Oklahoma. Shawnee.